a thick blue stick juts from the ground. At its tip, a perfectly spherical yellow bulb is affixed. The pole is almost as tall as I am, and the yellow bulb is roughly the size of my head. It emits a faint glow that seems to pulse like it's in tune with a heartbeat. "Is it a plant?" I whisper.
"It doesn't look like any sort of plant I've ever seen."
Kier stares at it, his eyes wide. We both hesitate, our eyes transfixed on the pulsing glow of the orb. In, out, in, out. The light dims and brightens, seeming to beckon us toward it. I can't look away. Without speaking, the two of us step onto the grass, straying from the path. We take slow, unsteady steps atop the fluffy foliage. I don't understand what I'm feeling right now, but it's akin to a burning hunger for companionship. That light. It's so strange. It seems so warm. So friendly. I need to get closer.
"It's amazing."
"Yeah, so pretty." The words leave my mouth, but I barely register them. With each step, my curiosity heightens. There's a warm happiness building in my stomach. The closer we get, the better I feel. It's like a soft blanket is wrapping around my frame, hugging me tight. We finally arrive, the two of us stopping mere steps away from this bizarre object. This isn't a plant at all. It's an animal. The stick is made of blue, soft flesh that seems to be secreting a thin lubricant. At its tip, the brilliant bulb is some sort of fleshy, bioluminescent growth. Whatever creature this is, it stays motionless, protruding from the earth like a powerful ancient tree. "You've never read about this in your books?" I ask Kier.
"No, I've never seen anything like this before. The light, it's so warm and inviting."
"Yeah, this creature, it's so friendly." We both step in close to the animal, its soft glow now reflecting on our faces. This being has no eyes or mouth, it's just a fleshy, glowing lollipop protruding from the ground. The surface is so slick and shiny. What would it feel like to touch it? My hand extends as if compelled by an unseen force. The surface is gooey and warm. It seems to be coated in a sort of protective mucus. I can feel a faint heartbeat inside the blue stalk. This thing is motionless, but it's definitely alive. Is it even aware of our presence, though? "It feels nice." I turn to Kier and nod. He reaches out and places his palm against the glowing bulb. Together, we begin rubbing our hands up and down, kneading into the flesh. I'm not sure why I'm doing this, but it just feels right. I want to give this animal a nice massage. I want to let it know that we're here. As my hands travel up and down the rigid structure, I marvel at how beautiful it is. The bulb is so dazzling and shiny. I can't stop looking. I can't stop touching. I lean in toward the orb, pressing my lips to its slick surface. With an almost spiritual level of reverence, I place an innocent kiss atop its skin. As I pull back, a trail of the mucus sticks to my lips. I lick at it, savoring the earthy, faintly sweet flavor. "Kiss it, Kier. It feels good."
Okay.
Kier's eyes have glazed over, causing me to wonder if I look the same way. Together, we lean in and begin kissing the bulb in tandem. We start small, but our affection gradually grows sloppier and dirtier. Our hands move up and down the blue shaft while we lock into a deep, sucking makeout against the bulb. We lick at the surface, taking in the feeling of its fleshy resistance. The flavor is captivating. The flavor is magnetic. The flavor is divine. Time seems to slow. Like leaves in the wind, my troubles all just wither up and drift away. I feel so calm and happy. Where are we? I don't remember. Who am I? I don't care. All that matters is rubbing and kissing this immaculate, heavenly creature alongside my trusted companion. Maybe this was the purpose of our journey. We were just meant to come to this exact spot and spend the rest of our lives embracing this wondrous being.
"I feel so warm."
"Yeah, me too." We both step away for a moment, stripping down and letting our hard dicks pop free from our underwear. I didn't even realize I was hard. But that doesn't matter. I just want to make this creature feel good. My pleasure is irrelevant. We move back in, commencing a nude makeout session with the glorious golden sphere. The ground beneath us begins to tremble, but we barely even register it. We're too enraptured by the purity of this experience. But the rumbling grows louder, and the ground begins to shift beneath our feet. I break away and glance down, realizing that the blue stalk is vibrating. I'm so dazed and confused. I don't understand what's going on. Should I just keep kissing? But I don't have a chance to. The fleshy pole begins moving. In a single, swift swoop, it lunges toward me, wrapping itself around my core. It tightens like a snake moving in for the kill. Cracks begin materializing in the ground, while a deep rumbling noise echoes throughout the grassy expanse. Oh God! Kier, run! I shout the words, regaining some semblance of lucidity. He ducks to the side, racing away while I'm lifted into the air. The blue stalk! It's growing! Higher and higher I rise. I struggle against the slimy tube wrapped around my body, but it's no use. This thing is a muscular tentacle, and it's far stronger than I am. My eyes are wide with terror as I rise above the enormous stone penis statues. From this vantage point, they look like little saplings poking up from the earth. I'm beginning to hope this tendril doesn't let me go. A fall from this altitude would be devastating. And then I see it, something that takes my terror to an entirely new level. The ground far beneath me crumbles, descending into an enormous pit. It's the mouth of a gargantuan beast, and it's rising into the air like a worm poking from the dirt. It isn't a worm, though. No, it's more like a fish, an eel. Oh God, no, oh God, no. This is the light hood, and the tube wrapped around me is its tongue. I'm suspended above its gaping, hungry mouth. Huge, pearly fangs line its maw, glittering like horrifying broadswords. Thick trails of its slimy, mucus-like saliva drip down from the teeth into the blackness of its throat. Its lips are made of the same thick, leathery blue skin that coats its entire face. Deep, ancient wrinkles are carved into its weathered flesh. This is a creature with a life expectancy that far exceeds a human's. The beast glares up at me with terrifying yellow eyes. They burn with a passionate, fiery hunger that causes me to shrink back in fear. It's like this beast hasn't eaten in centuries, and I'm a meal that waltzed up and began kissing it, and it felt so good. What the fuck? Down below, Kier managed to get away in time to avoid being sucked into the light hood's mouth. Help! I cry out, but I'm not sure he can hear me. The beast lets out a deep, aggressive bellow. I stare in horror as its warm breath flows up onto me. Flecks of slimy mucus shoot into the air while it groans, matting my hair and causing me to wince. Racking my brain, I think back to what that old woman said about this creature. It swallows males, but it doesn't eat them. No, it pulls them into an internal pouch. What was it called? The Breeding Chamber. This has been a preview. For the full audio, visit kaiaubrey.com.